2 years ago, I believe, was the last time I heard y'all play. Maybe I think it was 2 years ago you played the 4th of July, didn't you, down in the park? Was it 2005 that you did that?
Right, we did that with the symphony.
Right, that was incredible, man. I mean, that was stomping. I mean, it was like, you know, my God, 30 years, and this sounds bad. Because I've seen you, I've seen you co-bill with Marshall Tucker Leonard. I mean, through the years, you know.
Yeah.
And I've been in several, I've played several beer tents and beer gardens while you were on the main stage. We were getting warmed up and ready for you.
Should have told me we'd have a beer together.
Well, I know. You know, I would have if I'd have known you, man.
But, you know, I'd tell you this. The last thing I would say about the Iraqi war.
Yes.
I turned on the TV I don't know when it was, just in the last little while, last week or so, and there's Harry Reid telling the American public the war is lost.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
I mean, you know, you think to yourself, how can you do this? These people putting their life on the line, and you're telling them to give up and quit because the war is lost. I mean, how do you think these people feel? And here's the bad part. They know it.
Right.
They know Harry Reid. They know Ted Kennedy. They know these people. You can't say certain names over there.
Right. Oh, I'm sure. Well, you know, the whole thing is you've been over there, and you touched what 20,000 of them's hand. I mean, you hugged and saw them.
And they want to be there.
Did any of them have any doubt about us winning?
You know what?
Did you meet anybody of any of them? No, you were there. Did any one of them express any doubt or any?
No, sir.
It was all total.
Right.
We're here to
These people are there to do a job.
Right.
And if the political machine in America will let them do their job, they get it done.
Right.
But that's what's holding us back, is that you got people like Harry Reid is saying the war is lost. Then you got half the country saying
inspiration.
You know, you got to give these people, because they're doing, you know, and the thing is, they do so much good over there. I mean, you know, they're rebuilding the infrastructure. They're trying to bring democracy to a country that has never had any democracy. Well, women were, you know, were like underlings. They weren't anything. When they're doing a really, really good job, and the media doesn't really show the good things they do, they don't do that. They only show the bad things.
Sensationalism, right?
How can I make me a good paycheck?
You've made two albums in the last 3 years, is it?
Two albums?
Was it 3 years? You have the latest.
The first one I did, Midnight Savannah, that was about almost 2000,
okay, so.
And then this last one took me about 3 years to do. It took me a year and a half to get the cover done.
Right.
Only because the man that did the cover is the president of the American Artists Guild, Guy Gilchrist.
Right.
Great guy, man. I love Guy, but he's busy.
Yeah.
And so we fooled around, and I finally, you know, finally, he finally got it together. The funny thing about the cover was the back cover was an ink drawing that he had. And he was going to throw it away. And he sent it to me and he said, I don't know if you like this. And I went, Guy, I got to have this.
Right.
So being that he is a cartoonist by trade, he has Lulu and all kind of cartoon things. He runs a newspaper. He brought what he had drawn, to a computer graphic artist. And he smoothed it all out and made it look real. Because he said, if I put the color in it, it's going to be Mickey Mouse. It's going to be cartoon.
Right.
So he let this other guy do it. But it took 3 years to do that one. I thought it would never end.
Well, you know, you explore a lot of different musical stylings on that record.
Yeah.
And you got some great players, man.
Yeah.
You know, all the folks.
There's Michael Rhodes there, Jack Pearson, Mike Lawler, Tommy Crane, Barbie McCullough, who is an opera singer. And it was just, you know, but all the caliber of players were really, really, really good. And everybody gave a lot. They really did. And, I will say this for the musicians in Nashville. You know, the new writers or even the old writers, if you need some help, these guys, like Michael Rhodes and Jack Pearson, they'll come and play for you. You know, and they don't want an arm and a leg, and they do it because they love the songs, but they love what they do, the art. You know, and I really appreciate everybody who's helped me on both records. You know?
I know that you have, 200 dates coming up with Charlie? Getting ready to...
You have the
volunteer jam?
Yeah, we're doing a volunteer jam. And the thing, Bronson, is that I don't think it's 200, like, exact days. But what it is when you count up the time on the road and leaving and coming, and it's about 180 days is mm-hmm. what it is. But right now we're doing a volunteer jam. There's 24 of them. We've done Thackerville, Oklahoma. We did Oklahoma City. We did Spartanburg, South Carolina. We did one other one up there, and we're going to Tampa this weekend. But it is the Outlaws who open, and then the Marshall Tucker Band, and then we come on, and then at the end, there's at least 8 million guitar players. Everybody, you know, everybody comes back on stage. We do South's Gonna Do It Again.
Yeah.
Four drummers on the show. Outlaws have two.
Wow.
So they stack this stuff, and, you know, we all play. And
what a show.
He points, and you do a solo, and it ends night that way, you know?